This is episode 3. Welcome back to The Check is in the Mail. And this is part of a series, Childhood in Chains, where we examine the myth that childhood was a myth. And we look at the agendas that are being supported by this. And once again, because I have sound effects in my script, but I have no idea how to do the audio edits, I want you to imagine industrial sounds and the faint laughter of children in the background. And the myth of childhood as a myth didn't end with child labor laws. It evolved. Today, it takes on new shapes, and these shapes are just as dangerous. So let's look at modern narratives and child exploitation today. In some parts of the world, child labor is still justified, using the same arguments from the 19th century. It's character building, or families need the income. I have to admit, I fell for this myself when I looked at modern arguments. And the thing that grabbed me was that the kids were able to use part of their income to buy things that they wanted. And you know what? That was short-sighted of me. And it led to my questioning and questioning and questioning, and eventually to the research that led to this series. So let's dive in. It's character building. Families need the income. Well, how about the critiques of education? Critics of soft education systems frame children as needing discipline rather than understanding, productivity rather than growth. And to this end, they recommend putting the little buggers to work. Now, it's pretty convenient, isn't it? So, this myth feeds directly into rape culture as well, normalizing the dehumanization of children by erasing their vulnerability. If children are treated as adults, the boundaries of consent blur. We hear a lot of this in groups that rely on people not knowing the difference between valid and sound. That is, groups that are formed based on clever sayings like, if you can't say yes, then you can't say no. This is ridiculous. And once again, if we understand the difference between valid and sound, we're able to quickly dispense with these arguments and blow these people into the corners where they belong. But if children are to be treated as adults, once again, we talk about consent. And it's consent and their inability to consent that makes them ideal little workers. The idea of a simpler past where children worked alongside adults is often invoked in cultural debates. And this nostalgia ignores the real harm that's caused by these modern practices and ignores the studies in anthropology that prove that this was a myth. Childhood was real. Communities came together to protect tiny people as they developed into who they would be. They were not seen as small adults. They were seen as fragile. They were seen as vulnerable, and they were protected. This myth thrives on silence. Every time we challenge it, every time we tell the truth, we take a step towards breaking its hold. We need to protect childhood, not as a luxury, but as a fundamental right. That means better education, stronger protections, and a commitment to challenging the narratives that harm our most vulnerable. Now ask yourself, who would not want the next iteration to be stronger, faster, smarter than themselves? That would be someone who wishes to consolidate their control of resources now. Somebody who wishes to maintain or preserve a stasis. That's not in any of our best interests. The myth of childhood as a myth is with us, and it's powerful, and it's dangerous. Together we can dismantle it.